Chapter 44. Jesse waited by his explorer for Officer Daniels to finish speaking with Garrison and to come over and talk to him. But Daniels never came. Instead, he got into his cruiser and drove off. Jesse was about to follow him when the phone buzzed in his pocket. It was Chief Forster.
"Jesse, I thought we had this all straightened out."
"We did. But I still have open cases, and I still need to find the soldier."
"I would think that you'd have enough stuff to keep you busy after the shooting in Paradise last night. How's that going?"
"I'm officially not part of the investigation, so I don't know."
"Doesn't look good, though," Forster said.
"No, it doesn't. Reminds me, don't you have better things to do than to run interference for a landscaper and one of your cops?"
"You manage your department however you want to. I'll do the same."
"Fair enough. Any word on the Wildford homicide?"
"It's not a homicide."
"You mean not yet?"
"Stop worrying about what I mean or don't mean," Forster said. "Worry about what's going on in Paradise."
"Thanks for the advice."
"Jesse, I'm not kidding about this. Don't come into town and flex your muscles again. I won't stand for it."
Forster hung up. Jesse didn't know what to make of it. Cops were, by nature, territorial. But it was hard to know if that's what was going on with the chief of the Swan Harbor PD. Was Forster simply a wimp who was scared that the local business people would kick him to the curb if he didn't do their bidding? Or was it something else, something darker than that? Jesse wasn't going to find out by leaning against the fender of his SUV, so he headed back into Paradise.